Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the lack of residential sellers.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, let's talk about what you're seeing with sellers in the single family world. Are there a lot of sellers out there, or are you looking for people that are interested in selling?
We're short of supply, so we're short of sellers. That is we're about 61% short of last year's inventory. So that is a significant number. That means we have 30% of what we had to look at last year, and we have more than what we had in demand, more buyers out there than we had last year. So it's really wound tight. The no-brainer is if you have an investment single family that you want to liquidate, this is a great time to do that because you're not going to turn around and be a buyer. You've also got seniors who could right size at this time. It's good. Sometimes it's important, but not urgent. And this may create some urgency so that they make the move while they still have their health and ability. If you're leaving this market and going to another, getting closer to family is a common reason for that. It's a great time to be a seller. So if you're going to do any of that in the next couple of years, this might be a peak moment with the demand so high, interest rates so low, and the competition so low as well.
Okay, so you bring up a good point. I had someone ask me, her husband has health issues. They currently live up in the Brownsville area, and they need to move closer to Eugene, Springfield, so they're near major medical opportunities, you know, doctors and the hospital and stuff. So she asked me, what do you think I should do? Should I sell my house now and buy here, even though she knows that there's a shortage of inventory and prices are, in her opinion, are near the top, which I know they have escalated. It's hard to have that crystal ball to know next year where prices will be for residential. But with the cost of lumber and everything else, I don't see a lot of building happening in the next 12 months.
Yes, relieving a supply side problem is much more difficult and complex. It's not speculative. In the last recession, we took the hit in real estate and pricing even because we had so many people overextended financially. Right now, we've got people that are tucked well. 750 was the median FICO score for financing and refinancing nationally. Strong buyers with good equity positions are coming in. So it's not like we're going to see a supply of foreclosure properties from which to choose. And you're right, the builders are not building anything under $500,000 with the pricing of materials. So the problem doesn't get better or worse. It's just going to, if you're selling and buying in the same market, you're basically going to take a hit on one side and benefit on the other. And hopefully if you do it smart, you'll get the best of both worlds. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.